Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Two rescue vehicles were wrecked and a third was damaged as heavy rains brought flash flooding to much of Columbus County on Sunday. A Tabor City rescue vehicle overturned on NC-130 en route to a call. When a Lake Waccamaw Rescue Quick Response vehicle responded, that vehicle also wrecked. A Whiteville heavy rescue truck was also flooded and trapped at the GoGas on Madison Street in Whiteville. Multiple Whiteville intersections were flooded at 6:30 p.m. Officials have urged motorists to avoid flooded roadways and do not drive around barricades. Heavy rain closed the Columbus County Fair on Saturday and also caused a delayed opening for Sunday, but crowds are still estimated to have topped recent record-setting years. The coastal storm brought in several inches of rain to the area Friday through Sunday, leading to some nuisance flooding, and a number of minor wrecks were reported on area roads. The North Carolina State Fire Marshal's Office brought 1,000 smoke detectors to Chadburn on Friday for distribution to over 20 county fire departments. The donations in response to a tragic house fire that happened in late August that killed four children. There were no detectors in the home, and state and county fire marshals, Kid Fire Safety, and the American Red Cross all teamed up on this project. The rain didn't deter dozens of participants in Saturday's Kevin Connor Memorial Run in Whiteville. The annual run benefits scholarships for Bladen and Columbus County students going to school for law enforcement. The Memorial Run honors North Carolina State Trooper Kevin Connor, who was killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop in Whiteville in 2018. Bryson Benjamin Johnson, age 22, faces charges of second and third degree sexual exploitation of a minor. According to warrants, the Whiteville man was arrested after authorities found images of adults engaged in sex acts with young children in Johnston's possession. He was held under a $25,000 secured bond. Columbus County Sheriff's deputies and prison officials are investigating after a drone was spotted flying over Columbus Correctional on Tuesday morning. The drone was spotted around 7 a.m. Drones are often used to drop contraband on prison grounds, but officials said there was no sign that the drone had made a delivery. Sam Potts Highway in Hallsboro was blocked for more than an hour on Thursday night after a bear was struck and killed near the Dollar General store. Hallsboro firefighters and highway patrol worked to clear the wreckage. The bear was the third killed on the roads in the Hallsboro area this year. In high school football action on Friday, East Bladen downed East Columbus 44-6, while Whiteville had a big homecoming win over South Brunswick 53-7. West Columbus lost a heartbreaker to North Duplin 49-14. South Columbus battled their way to a 14-13 win over Red Springs, and Fairmont held off West Bladen for a 12-7 win. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will consider two changes to streets in the city. On the agenda is a request to lower the speed limit on Madison Street from Soul Swamp to Love Mill. The council has also been asked to consider eliminating street-side parking on Franklin Street from Walter to Main Street. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on October 17th at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome to attend. World Singing Day is coming up on October 18th at Lake Waccamaw. Participants need only show up at the depot at 11 a.m. World Singing Day is taking place in 24 nations and 42 locations in the U.S. Lake Waccamaw is the only place hosting this event in North Carolina this year. For more information, you can visit worldsingingday.org. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a fish plate sale on October 17th. Plates are $10 each and will include fish, baked beans, slaw, bread, and a dessert. If you'd like to purchase a ticket, you can contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. Proceeds will go towards helping support the church. The New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service on October 25th at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. The service starts at 6 p.m. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Ladies, mark your calendar. Friday, October 17th is National Mammogram Day. We will celebrate this day by providing a free mammogram event for uninsured ladies who qualify from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Columbus Regional Healthcare System. We'll be providing manual breast exams, mammograms for all who qualify, health screenings, a mini health fair, food, and more. For more information, call 910-640-4000. 4077. Join us as we turn up the peak.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.